Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pesach Shem, we're going to learn Simon Shin Sadi and the beginning of Shin Sadi Aleph. This is page Reish Nun Ches Amun Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it sets up a picture for us. Mavoi Shetzidu Echad Eino Yehudi. You have an alleyway, a mavoi, a street. That one side of the street, there's an Eino Yehudi, Vitzidu Echad Yisrael. And on the other side of the street, there's a Jew. Ubayis Shal Yisrael Acher Etzlo Pasuach L'Rishus Rabim V'lo L'Mavoi. Now, there's another Jewish home that opens up, but not into the mavoi. It's adjacent to the first Jewish home, but it opens up only into the Rishus HaRabim and not into the Mavoi. V'chalon beino levein Yisrael adar b'mavoi. But the two Jewish homes have a window in between them. There's a wall between them, but there's a window in that wall between them. So again, one Jewish home opens up into the Mavoi. The other Jewish home does not open up into the Mavoi, opens up into only the Rishus HaRabim. And the Nachri's home across the street opens up into the Mavoi. So ein yochel la'ariv derech ha'chalon shebineihem. They cannot join in an Eruv, utilizing the window as the joining as that which connects them, lahotzi kelev lamavoi derech beis Yisrael shcheinu apesuach lamavoi, to be allowed to carry your kelim into the mavoi through the home of the Jew, your Jewish neighbor who has an entranceway to the mavoi. Meaning, if you're the Yisrael that lives in the home that does not have an opening to the mavoi, your eruv through that window will not allow you to pass something through that window and then have it carried out into the mavoi. Aval in Pesach Beinayim, but if it's not a window between them, rather it's a Pesach in between them, it's an actual doorway in between them, then mutter, then it will work. However, there are those that say even with a Pesach in between them, it does not work. Says the Mishmur, V'tzidu Echad Yisrael, U'mari Shein Kan El Chatzar Echad Shal Yisrael, Pesuach L'Mavui. The case is that there's only one Jewish Chatzar that opens up into the Mavui, U'bayis Shal Yisrael Acher, and another Jewish home doesn't mean home, it means Ratzalomar Chatzar. Another Jewish chatzer. So you have two chatzeros that are exclusively Jewish, one right next to the other, connected with a window, but only one of them opens to the mavoi, the other one opens into a Rosh Hashanah, and then on the other side of the street, on the other side of the mavoi, there's a Nachri's chatzer. If both Jewish chatzeros opened up into the mavoi, then you would have two chatzeros belonging to Jews, then you would actually need a schiris rishus from the guy and to do a shituf, because the halacha is when it's two Jews and one guy, you need to do a schiris rishus from the guy. When it's one Jew, one guy, you don't. But when it's two Jews and one guy, you do. Derech hachalon, ratzalomer she'arvu al smach she'ish chalon pasuach b'neim. What does it mean to make an eruv by way of the window? It means that they rely on the connectivity that is generated by having a window between them. It doesn't mean that they're passing things actually through the window. It means that that level of connectedness is what allows them to make the eruv. Lahotzi kelev l'mavui, so you're not allowed to carry the kelim into the mavui. V'alfagav dein kan el chad yisrael chatzir pasuach l'mavui. Even though there's only one Jew who has his chatzir that opens up into the mavoi, mikol makom asur chacham lezel l'taltel derech chatzer shel chavero. We still do not allow him to carry through his friend's chatzer, afilu al yidei eruv, even utilizing that eruv, kedei shel yismach haYisrael alav sheyotzi v'nichnas tadir al yidei eruvo v'yishar l'adukan yichidi b'makom makom v'yomim meisav. Because we think that this might lead to a situation where one Jew is going to stay alone with one nachri, and that's going to cause him to learn from the misdeeds of the Nachri. Mutter, this was saying that if there's a Pesach between them, then it's Mutter. Because there's no, even without an Eruv, the Jew would not be fearful of living there. If there's an opening where the other Jew, the other Jewish neighbors could just walk right through any time, so there's no need to make a Gezerah, or no toelas in making a Gezerah that this Eruv shouldn't work, because anyway, it means the whole toelis of such a gezerah is to try to discourage people from living here. But even without an eruv, they are not going to be afraid of living here. This whole discussion assumes that the mavui itself has a lechi or a kara b'tzoras haPesach by its entrance way. The uvechein ma shekasavnu sham bebir halacha ki hu inyan echad. So you have to look back in Shin Pei Beis Sif Yotes, and everything we said there applies over here. So in the Dirshu it says over there, it says that if the bnei chatzer that made the eruv are mevatel the rishus to one of the bnei chatzer who did not make an eruv, then you're allowed to carry from his house into the chatzer, and for them it's also to carry from their house, from their house or from his house into the chatzer, because they're the rabbim, and the rabbim are never considered to be orchim by yachid. But if they go and they carry out into the chatzer, it looks like they're being chozer from their bittel, and they want to go and be zoche in the chatzer again. So over here as well, if the members of the other chatzeros will carry out from their chatzerim to the mavoi, so it will look like they're being chozer from their bittel. Okay, so that's what he's referencing back over there. But the key is that over there, previously we were talking about a chatzer, and over here we're talking about a mavui, meaning previously we were talking about batim in a chatzer, now we're talking about chatzeros in a mavui. Sif base. Mavui shetzido ayachad eno yehudi, vitzido ayacher yisraelim. Now, let's say you have a mavui. On one side of the street, on one side of the mavui, there's a non-Jewish chatzer. On the other side of the mavui, there's a whole bunch of Jewish chatzeros that are all connected to one another. Ve'yichalonos psuchos mechatzeru lechatzer shal Yisrael. And there are windows that open up from one chatzer to the next. Ve'ervu kulam derech halonos. And they all make an eruv, utilizing those windows, the connectivity that's generated by those windows. Aval bishnasu kanshe bayisechru mutarim lahotzi ulhachnis derech halonos. Even though in a certain sense we consider them to all belong to one house, and therefore they're allowed to carry things in and out through the windows. Harei elu asrul mishtamish b'mavui derech psachim ad shiyisku minenu yehudi. But they need a schirus rishos from the yehudi to utilize the mavui. So the eruv allows them to pass things from chatzer to chatzer, but to utilize the mavoi, they need a schiras roshos from the Eni Yehudi. Mishabur Zayin, v'tzidu echad Yisrael, v'chatshem psuchen l'mavoi, and their chatzeros are open to the mavoi. Derech halonos, v'kol shkeinim hayu psachem b'neim, d'mani eruv. Certainly, if there was, it wasn't just halonos, if there were actually doorways between them, then of course the eruv would work. Derech psachem, v'psuchen l'mavoi. So, utilizing the psachem that are opened up into the mavoi, ad she yiskeru, de'in eruv mo'el la'asosim k'yachad b'makom akum, k'disal l'alsim shin pe'besiv. Meaning, they need a schirus rishos because we do not view this as one Jew and one guy, even though all the Jews made an Erev together. The Erev is not strong enough to condense them into the halachic status of a single Jew. So they're therefore still going to need a schirus rishos. Let's begin Sif Aleph and Simon Shin Sadi Aleph. Still a lot to go. Kikol mishpatei bittul l'misha shachach v'lo Erev b'chatzero kenu b'mavoy. All the dinim of bittul for someone who forgot to participate in an Erev in his chatzer would apply to a mavoi as well. Shim shacha chatzrachas v'lo nishtatva. If one of the chatzeros in that mavoi forgot to participate in the shituf, mevatelas reshusa l'shar b'nei mavoi, they could be mevatel their reshus to the other members of the mavoi. O heimla, or the other members of the mavoi could be mevatel reshus to them. Aval pishem rabim, even though they may be the rabim. Shebnei chatzer gabi mavoi chashuvim kiyachid b'chatzer, that the various chatzeros in relation to the mavoi are the same as the relationship between Yechidim in a chatzer to the chatzer, meaning what a bias is to a chatzer is to a mavui. So the same dinim of bittul rishus apply. Let's see aleph. L'misha shach v'lo erev amvor b'sim shin peishin pe aleph. Av b'shem rabim. Even though they are many, aheim lo ka'i. This is going on the last two words that they to them. That's what it's saying. That are the rabim. V'ratzolomer, meaning to say v'kaim lam b'sim shin pe. De'ein mevatel rishus l'shnei an. That you can't be mevatel rishus to two people who didn't participate in the erev because they asked on one another. So over here also there are many people in the chatzer and they didn't participate in the shituf mavuos. So eichi cholim levatelem. How could you be mevatel to the bnei chatzer echad? Bnei chatzer echad means a bunch of people live in that chatzer and you can't be mevatel to multiple people. So kamashmon kiven dal kol panim. No, but since they made an Erev Chatzeros in that Chatzer, so it's considered like a Yachid, and you can be Mevatel Rishos to a Yachid. Ki Yachid b'Chatzer, u'pashut ha'bitul l'yol rak l'zeh Chatzer sh'bitul l'gabei, du'yam mutul l'hotzi mechatzer l'mavoi. The bitul only works to the one that you were Mevatel to, that he's able to carry from his Chatzer to the Mavoi. Aval shari Chatzeros, asurun l'hotzi mechatzeron l'mavoi, but the other Chatzeros are not allowed to carry from their Chatzeros to the Mavoi. Okay, Mashkasav like we've written previously. And even if they were also mevatel the rishos of their bayis and the chatzer, they still can't carry from their own chatzer to the mavoi. To rabim legabe yachid lo nasu ka'orchin, because the multitudes do not become an oreach to a yachid. And even if you're going to say that with regard to this, the bnei chatzer are considered like a rabim, hamavur sham deram legabe ram gamkin lo nasu ka'orchin. But even if it's rabim legabe rabim, you can't be orchim. It's got to be a yachid legabe a rabim that becomes an oreach. A rabim legabe a rabim cannot be, and a rabim legabe a yachid cannot be an oreach. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, ukekol mishpatei Yisrael b'chatzer me'inu Yehudi, all the laws of a Jew living with a non-Jew in a chatzer, kenu b'mavoi al b'ir, the same laws apply with a Jew living with a non-Jew in a city. Shein asur l'taltal b'mavoi al b'ir m'kavas chalma, that it's not asur to carry in a mavoi or a city that's surrounded by a wall, achu shtei chatzeru shel batei Yisrael b'ir, unless there are at least two Jewish homes in that a city, whether it be the city or whether it be the mavoi, aval chatzer achas lo. But in if there's only one Jewish chatzer in the whole neighborhood, then there's no iser to carry. Afilu maharbi batam shel Yisrael b'suchim l'tocha. Even if that chatzer has a lot of homes in it, a lot of Jewish homes in it, v'hu she'teir mukefas chom l'dira. But it has to be that city is surrounded by a wall for the sake of dira, meaning the wall has to be there for the purpose of dira. Ustama yaro sein mukafas dira. Whatever cities have a wall around it, you assume that it's there for dira. Ustam mifzarim ein mukafal medira. But the typical mifzarim, which I guess are fortified places, are not typically mukaf ledira. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalit. Ukukal mishpatei rotzalom shemavor breishim shin pei beis. All the dinim we learned in shin pei beis. Deina nachri osar atchiu shnei bati Yisrael mechatzar. That a nachri only causes a problem if there are at least two Jews living in the area. Keinu b'mavli. The same applies to mavoi. Sheiras alotzi mechatzel mavoi shumasukan b'lachi v'kara atchiu shnei chatzar shel Yisrael b'mavoi. You're only not allowed to carry in a mavoi provided it has the proper tikkunim at its entrance way if there are two Jews living in that mavoi. O be'ir, hainu ha'mekavas chomo, or a city that's surrounded with a wall, deinu tzricha o tikkun, which does not require any further tikkun of wires or anything like that. It's surrounded by a wall, kudil kamei. Di lo yamukav chomo b'chal karmelis, he calls man sheinu mutukanis b'lachi v'kara, because if it was not surrounded by a wall, then it would have a din of a karmelis. That would be like a city where the Erev fell down, right, where there is no tzuras pesach or Erevs or anything around it. Ad she'ishtei chatzerus, da'oz osum ze al ze, lo tziklei abayis l'mavui, kol zman shalun shtatfu b'yachad. That once you have two chatzerus of Jewish people, now they're not allowed to carry out into the mavui. U'baze ha'akum gamkein osra aleim, shlo yol shitufan ad she'iskrim men rishusa b'mavui. And in such a case, the akum also asers on them until they do a schirus rishus from him. Afilu harbe, even if a bunch of people live in that singular chatzer, del gabe mavui, kol b'nei chatzer chashuvim k'chada. Because as we keep saying, with respect to a mavoi, all the members of a chatzar are considered a single unit. Ladira, and we said that a wall only works if it's hukaf ladira. Because if it's not hukaf ladira, then anyway it's going to be asr, because it's a carpet that's yosem mibes asayim, which we learned back in Shinun Ches. Ustam ayaros, but we said regular ayaros, you assume are hukaf ladira. Destam ayaros, bonum batim tchila, v'achar kach makifin choma svivam l'tzorach abatim. Typically, when they build cities, they first build the houses, then they build a wall around it to protect the houses. Umikri alidezeh mukaf ledira, and that makes it mukaf ledira. Mashen kein mitzarim shanu karim shloss shenasili sharm ne'oyev, as opposed to fortified places that they call shloss, which are apparently meant to protect us from enemies. Who mukaf tchila b'choma v'achar kach bonu batim b'tochel. They do it the opposite way. They first surround it with a wall and then build the houses, so that is not called hukaf ledira. So what we learned today in Simin Shin Sadi, we said that if you have a Jew on one side and a non-Jew on the other side of a mavoi, but there's another Jewish chatzer that's adjacent to the first Jewish chatzer, but the second Jewish chatzer doesn't open up into the mavoi, even though they may make an eruv derech hachalon, you cannot carry things from into the mavoi from the chatzer that does not have a pesach into the mavoi, utilizing the other chatzer. But if they had an actual pesach between them, then it's a machlokas. And then in Sif Beis we said that in Simin Shin Sadi that if you have a mavui where one side is a non-Jew and on the other side is full of Jews, and they all join together in one big eruv because they're joined by windows, or certainly if they're joined by doors, so they're allowed to carry freely from one chatzar to the other, but not into the mavui unless they do the schiris rishos from the Eina Yehudi. And then in Shin Sadi Aleph, we essentially highlighted the point that all of the dinim that we have of batim in a chatzar carry over to chatzeros in a mavui. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish Si'if Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.